What are two lessons that you could take away from the challenges you've seen in your basketball career that you could help other people overcome?
A big thing that stuck with me was just like not letting my coaches change who I am. So like a lot of times in my early years in middle school, like my dad would just always talk to me. He would always like be on me about like not letting what the coach says to me like get to me personally, because like at the end of the day, if I keep on working, keep putting hours in, like I'll get there. Mm-hmm. It's just all a process.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Ships Across the Border. My name's Max. I'm here with Chris. And today we have on JC. Finally, we've been trying to have him on since the middle of the season. He's been ducking.
He's one of those. He avoided us. Like you actively went out of your way not to come on the podcast.
Nah, that's crazy.
He joined
this
another
is,
sport
this
before
is cat.
Coming.
This is cat.
Before
this
coming on the
cat.
Podcast. He joined another completely different sport.
You know what, actually? He had enough time to take a photography class, stop me on the way in between my classes, take a picture of me for that class instead of coming on the podcast.
Exactly.
He's you got no homework creds too.
What was that for, actually?
It was for photography.
But why did I have to wave?
Oh, because we were working on motion blur. Yeah.
And you got what you needed?
Yeah.
Did you get graded on it yet?
No, not yet.
Is my face going to be up somewhere, like on a wall?
Nah.
I actually took a photography class.
Hidden in my Google Drive.
Kind of cool. Are you interested in that?
In what?
Photography and like
editing. Yeah, it's all dope.
I fuck with that heavy. That's like half of my arena, I guess.
I'm majoring in graphic design, so it's like, it's
really
kind of in my,
So you can actually like maneuver some shit. If we wanted to like make a logo, you could maneuver us some stuff.
What do you want to do?
I'm working on that right now in our graphic design class, that's what we're doing.
What do you want to do post?
Well, I'm probably going to use my sports management major more and try to go the AD route.
Okay.
That's more of an interesting.
Robert South Hall Jr.?
Yeah. No. I'll be better than that guy. But
okay, shots fired.
No.
For the audience, because I've had this guy, his name's Justin Hunter at home, and I like send him the podcast after every one that we make, and he critiques the living fuck out of it, and he always gets mad. He's like, well, I don't know how tall this guy is. I don't know what year he's in school, and I don't know how he did during the season. So how tall are you? What year are you in school? And
how'd you do during the season?
Yeah, pretty much.
6'2". I'm a sophomore, 20 years old, and this year I did all right. I had some ups and downs.
Also, wait, where are you from?
Northampton, Massachusetts.
But you're originally from Puerto Rico.
Nah, my parents are from, my dad's from Puerto Rico and my mom's from South Korea.
Okay.
And then I was born in Northampton.
So you've never actually lived in Puerto Rico?
Nah,
but you've been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I go travel to see family all the time.
Okay. So how did you do this season?
I could have done better for sure. I definitely struggled at the beginning of the season, but then I got it going, and I saw some good minutes towards the end of the season. But
in what areas do you feel like your game needs to improve right now?
Definitely on like my ball security, just keeping the ball safe away from the other team, not turning it over.
Are you doing anything in the off season to?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of ball handling drills, just trying to get that up, and then obviously just playing in summer leagues.
Yeah.
Just getting that practice in, just learning like different movement patterns, and just like if I can actually get the ball there or not.
Have you talked to South Hall since the season's been over?
Nah.
No. So you have do you have an idea of the jump you want to make coming into next year?
I know what I want to do, but I don't know if that's in the same plans for them. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna keep on.
What is that that you want to do?
I want to become best player on the team. I mean, I already feel like I have the skills to be. I just got to show it and do it on a consistent basis.
It's like for him right now, in the position he's in, he wants to come in from, because he played in garbage minutes a lot, but he understands like he needs to come in and play better defense. And then maybe eventually he could see like a six-man role, come off the bench, hit three shots, play a bit of defense, and then come back in.
I wouldn't say six-man. Me and Coach are talking, like the goal would be like 10 minutes a game. So like maybe for you, like a lower end minutes of what you had this past year, or maybe with freshman year type of minutes. But in that role, come in, not be a pylon, not just get switched on.
Are you saying he's a pylon right now, or are you saying you're a pylon?
I'm saying not be a defensive, I guess, just like switch on mismatch, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I think I've definitely gotten taking steps in the right direction.
I'm definitely getting
a better defender, and then just being a consistent. Because I feel like me and Coach are talking, like the team really lacked the player that I could become.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
because
we didn't have a lot of consistent shooting. We didn't have a lot of, and that's what I do. And so, if I could become a consistent shooter, then I would add a different dimension and a different threat to them.
I thought you got a lot better on rebounding too throughout the season. And I thought that was a big jump for you.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to see from the recruiting in the summer coming into next season from Southall and P and O?
Same thing as last year. We just need to find a big. Like we need like some good size so that it's not like if one of our bigs goes down with foul trouble or an injury, then we're stuck in a weird situation with a small lineup that the other teams can exploit.
Yeah. Do you mind the bringing in 40 guys, having this tryout process, or is that something you'd rather not see happen again?
I mean, honestly, it wasn't too stressful for me this year just because I've already gone through it before last year.
So that's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
I feel like when you come in, like whether you're a freshman, you're a transfer, or you're Aaron, who's 25, like, if you're coming in, it's obviously going to be nerve-wracking because you're coming into a new place with new expectations. Mm-hmm. This is actually one of the other things that I was talking to. I don't know if it was with Coach or somebody else, but it was like just being that guy that's coming in for a second year. So you already had 1 year in the system. You've already learned the offensive plays, learned the defensive. You know how kind of the coaches work. You have the relationships with the teammates. It allows you to take more of a leadership position in that second year, which can kind of help build your confidence and help show, like, for example, JC, although he wasn't a captain, was one of the, I guess, leading guys and taking guys aside and teaching them. Yo, he especially did that with me a bunch of different times, whether it was a defensive thing, whether it was a thing with my shot or whatever it is. And I feel like just having that aspect of like being a returning guy with the previous knowledge and like, I guess, paying your dues of like spending the time in the program allows you not only have that confidence, but also just like make the next year's tryouts less stressful because you already know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Was there anyone that you were like surprised, like the first, because you've been here 2 years, right? So, like, when you came in last year and he had the whole trial process, was there somebody who got cut where you're like, damn, I'm not going to lie, I did not expect them to get cut?
Yeah, there's two people. Cecil, I don't know if you guys know him.
He was there at the runs, right?
Yeah, he was at runs. Okay. Cecil.
You got cut last year?
Yeah, and there were some things that he played on the team years prior, and there was some problems with him in Southall, so I think that might have been part of the reason why he got cut the next year. Mm-hmm. And then there this other big Kevin. He was good. He could shoot. He could dribble. He's tall. So I thought he was solid.
Did they end up going anywhere to play?
I think Kevin just ended up taking classes and who's the other person?
Cecil.
Oh yeah. Cecil. He did one more year. Here, finished out his year. And then transferred to Westfield.
I don't know, but
whatever.
My brain.
Yeah, and then So Cecil just finished out his year and then he transferred to Westfield and he's playing football now, semi-pro, I'm pretty sure.
So I'm thinking like back to Medaya. There was a guy named Laz who was...
He didn't get cut. He didn't fill his paperwork in on time.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I thought coach just let him go because he was like 6'8". He was pretty lengthy.
But Medaya, preseason Medaya, if you just like saw the roster, we looked like a fucking All-American team. It was like we had so much hype. We had so much athleticism. And then you know how it is like at this level, especially in like a place like Buffalo, people just fail out. People can't afford to pay the dues. Yeah. People are lazy and don't fill out the paperwork. It was the swole stuff. It was like a deadline. He was like way past the deadline. So obviously, unless you're fucking first team All-American, like you can't just not do your paperwork and not be eligible and then still be kept around, especially as a new guy.
Those first open runs were fucking wild. There was this dude who was like kind of chunky. He had like
bowling ball. We call him bowling ball.
We're
going to have to fucking cut that.
Yeah, for sure. But there was this dude who we called him bowling ball. He had like trippy red Juice WRLD-esque hair. And he was tween. I was on his team for runs. It was
and
me.
He never came back.
He fried it. He gave us like 40 and then never came back. He had this other dude who came with him who had like a 40-inch vertical, but absolutely no touch. But like I hit him on the break, he would punch that shit. And I had somebody else, I think it was Trey, who also actually failed that. My entire team.
He was on the team.
Yeah, but my entire team.
And you quit. And you quit.
And I quit. The entire team doesn't exist anymore. Holy shit. But yeah, no, that was fucking wild. But I want to go back to the beginning because we just started this podcast random as fuck, which I kind of like to do actually. But how did you start playing basketball?
Ooh. So growing up in elementary school, I was playing like every sport, actually, except for basketball. I was playing lacrosse. I mean, not lacrosse. Basketball. I mean, not basketball. We got to cut that. No, hold on. All right.
Collect yourself.
So in elementary school, I played soccer.
Yep.
And baseball.
Okay.
And those are my main sports.
It seems to be a reoccurring theme. Everybody we bring on, like, they either didn't start with basketball or they played other sports and, like, basketball wasn't even their first option.
Yeah. So soccer was my main sport, and I love soccer.
Was that because it's huge in Puerto Rico?
No, not really. It was just...
Is soccer huge in Puerto Rico? He's just mad racist.
Yeah, this guy. Racist. Emmanuel is like the only, one of the only Puerto Rican people I know, and he's on the soccer team. So like, I'm just assuming that it's big.
All right, anyway. No.
So it's not big in Puerto Rico?
No. My mom and my sister played. That was the main reason.
Did your mom play in Puerto Rico?
No, my mom's from South Korea.
Oh, yeah. Your dad's from Puerto Rico.
So now you're a racist.
Yeah.
I'm not racist.
Moving on. So you played soccer and you played lacrosse. Were you good at them?
Baseball.
Sorry. Now you're fucking my brain up. Soccer and baseball. Fuck. Were you good at them?
Yeah, I was pretty good. I mean, baseball, I couldn't really hit.
I can't hit it.
But I was a good fielder.
English. What positions did you play?
Third base and outfield.
Why outfield instead of... You feel like you'd be a good goalie.
In baseball?
No, in soccer.
Oh, wait.
Am I tripping?
Yo,
we're all really tired right now. And I'm going to have to do so much editing. What position did you play in soccer?
This guy, hold on. He's a goalie. I was like,
what position did you play in soccer, bro?
All right, hold on. It's hot in here.
Okay. Some technical difficulties. We're all really tired, and among other things, what position did you play in soccer? All
right, so I played midi, and I love running. I was always active when I was younger, so yeah.
So at what point did we start playing basketball, and why?
In like fifth grade, I started playing rec ball. Not super competitive. And then some kids in my grade were playing at the YMCA in a YBL league. And so I started playing in that. And then
just
my
last time I left it on, so fuck it.
Yeah. So once I found out about YBL, I started playing YBL at the local YMCA. And then I found out that they were all playing suburban too. And so that was like the local travel team.
Okay.
And so I tried out for that sixth grade year. And made A team, even though like no one really thought I was gonna make it because I just like started. And then I didn't really play at all. I was bench warmer all of sixth grade. Seventh grade, same thing. Although I did make the A team as a seventh grader on the 7-8 team, but I still rode the bench. And then eighth grade, I thought I was gonna get PT, but I got no PT. I rode the bench again. So
what do you actually play? How do you get good?
I rode the bench all middle school.
Did you have any natural talent at this point at all?
No. I still had no natural talent. And this, I was like chubby. I was chubby in
everybody's always fat as fuck, including me. So were you good at anything at this point?
I was smart because I played my dad with the men's and men's runs.
That'll do it to you.
So I had good IQ. But I was like slower than everyone. But I did have a little bit of size. I was a little bit taller than
everyone. So at what point did we start playing?
Yeah.
Well, what kept you motivated to keep? Because obviously now you're not only on a college basketball team, but like playing and play a big role and play big minutes. And so what kept you? Obviously you didn't quit. So for 3 years riding the bench, what kept you motivated?
Yeah. So honestly, because I was chubby, I really didn't have like that many friends. Like going into middle school.
Those correlate?
Yeah, I was about to say.
That fat kid, I'm not talking to that guy.
No. It wasn't
that Puerto Rican kid, I can't.
No, it wasn't even like that. I just had like a couple of friends. Like I wasn't like super popular.
I can see someone who's being a little bit like on the heavier side being a little more, I guess.
Reserved.
A little more reserved.
Okay. So I didn't really like hang out with a lot of other kids. And so I would just end up going to the YMCA a lot. Mm. And so I spent like all of fifth grade summer like just playing basketball, and that was really the start of it, and that's why it was a lot of self-determination going into middle school, and that's what kept me playing through middle school. And then my eighth grade summer, my dad knew Lou Rowe, who was an assistant coach at UMass with Kellogg before they all got fired.
And why did they all get fired?
It was like there was like a scandal or something. I don't know. I forget. It was something with Kellogg, and so Kellogg got fired, and obviously his whole coaching staff got fired too. But anyways, I was doing. My dad got me to do workouts with him because he's like close friends with him, and so I was going to UMass practices, like watching their practices and stuff, and like, that was really cool. And then I was doing like just workout sessions with him, and that helped me a lot. And so like nobody really knew I was doing that. And so coming into freshman year, like, I was kind of just, like, unknown. But I was just excited to do me. And I knew the class above me. Like, I knew all those kids. and they like, I just knew like I was better than all of them. So
did you lose a lot of weight during that period?
No, I was still pretty chubby.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see you being a chubby kid.
So when do you thin out?
So like,
oh wait, how tall were you during this chubby period? Like, was it because, did you lean out because of your growth spurt?
Nah, so I got like, I was like five, I had a growth spurt in like sixth grade and I was still chubby. And I was like probably like 5'11", 5'10".
Chubby is like how much weight? Like,
I was like 160, like 5'10", 165.
I might not be following here. 5'11", 160?
Nah, I definitely wasn't 5'11". I was probably like 5'9", 5'10".
I don't think he's like plump. I just think like not a lot of muscle, like skinny fat type of thing.
Yeah, nah, I wasn't like super
like OD.
Like, I wasn't like fat.
When I was thinking chubby, like, I'm thinking like when you said 5'11", I'm like, oh, he must be like 220. Like I'm thinking hefty motherfucker.
I definitely wasn't 5'11". I was like 5'9", 5'10", and like the same weight that I am now.
Okay.
So like,
obviously bigger.
Yeah.
And then how do we end up thinning out? Or when do we end up thinning out?
Basically, well, I started thinning out during my freshman year. I started losing some weight. And then once COVID hit, after my, like, right after sophomore season, that's when I got super skinny. I grew, like, 2 more inches, mm-hmm. and then I got, like, super skinny, like, skinnier than I wanted to be.
Really?
Yeah, and so I went from, like, being made fun of for being, like, a little chubby to being made fun of for being skinny. So
you did the opposite, because most people got fat as fuck during COVID.
Yeah, so I did the opposite, and then...
Was it just like you weren't eating much, or like you were just working out a ton?
Nah, I was working out a ton. So during COVID, obviously my eating habits weren't super great at the beginning of it. Like when
still
it was
aren't.
Like, when it was like quarantine and like you couldn't leave the house, mm-hmm. it wasn't great. And so like I wasn't eating a lot then just because there wasn't like a lot to eat. And then once like stuff started opening up again, I had my school moved football and basketball into the same season. And so I was trying to play both. Mm-hmm. And so I did play both. So I was going to football practice and then going straight from football practice to basketball practice.
That'll do it to you.
In the air. And so, and then I was also like, it was COVID. So we had a lot of like online classes. So I would just like, I would just go to my online classes real quick and then go to the gym and just be working out. And that's like, I lost a lot of weight during that too.
Did you have the same eating habits back then that you do now? Because I'm going to say now you have one of the most questionable eating habits that I've seen around.
Wait, least. What?
Because I saw him destroy an entire tub of fucking ice cream. And then like a week later, he was just walking around with a bunch of bananas through the cafeteria. Like he just always has some random ass food item on his person.
Nah, yeah. I've always loved food. Like just all food. Like
that would also
We went to go with some fire.
Asian yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. I brought Max to get some ramen. It was good.
He
would have
loved
it
that. And sushi. Eats. He loves things that involve water and noodles. Like, you love super watered down shit. You love soup? Your favorite shit is soup and noodles and water, bro.
I mean, there's other stuff that make it good other than water and noodles, dude, but...
It's flavored water to me, bro. I can't eat the shit that he eats, bro. Like
I guarantee you if you had good pho or good ramen or good Thai soup or good something...
In Buffalo, was that not good pho when we went with Mac?
No. That was terrible pho.
Oh.
It wasn't even pho. That was like... ramen and it was ass. It was like miso soup.
I guess I just don't know fucking pho and soup.
You're not informed. You're not ethnically.
Yeah, we're all on 0% battery right now.
You're not ethnically fucking educated.
You're ignorant. Okay, yeah, I'm ignorant. But okay, so were you? So how were you? I want to know points per game. I want to know
how was your high school career.
High school career was fun. I had a lot of fun. So freshman year, I made varsity as a freshman. Rode the bench. I had one good game.
Wait. So you rode the bench grade 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
So why were you still doing this?
Yeah. Well,
so
no,
how
no,
are you
I'm,
going to be a basketball player? No, going no, to work out.
And it I fucking said, did.
It did.
Fucking did. Like, fucking how do you, when do you get, because if I think you, I think like Hooper, I think like go to a park and can hang with anybody. I think you, like, you're not lacking game reps.
Yeah.
So how do you get those? Was it just going to the YMCA and playing in other leagues? Or like, how do you get those game reps to have that confidence?
So eighth grade, I started playing AAU with the MIGs, and those coaches helped my confidence a lot. And so like, I was going and playing with D, who got cut, and a couple other guys from the Springfield area. And like those coaches just like helped me gain my confidence, like just in games, because I didn't really have that experience. And that was huge for me going into freshman year. And then also I was just in every pickup runs, like like in my town, like I know every runs, I know all the hoopers, like I'm in every gym, I have a membership at every gym, and if not, I know someone that works there. So it's like, yeah, I'm just always in the gym.
So you said you had one good game during your freshman year. What was the stat line of that game?
Let's see here. 8 points, 1 block, and 2 rebounds.
It's about stat lines, a TC, especially for a JC stat. Yeah. Did that happen in the beginning of the season or later in the season?
It was right in the middle because it was right before like December break. So, and it was against East Hampton, who was right next to us. Mm-hmm. And it was
they good? Or were they good at the time? No,
they're not that good, but that year they had a couple good players. And we were playing the Christmas Day game against like one, they're not our rival because Amherst is our rival, but they're like a town right next to us. Mm-hmm. And so like there was a bunch of people there, like all the crowds were full. Mm-hmm. So it was a hype game.
Mm-hmm. Did that change your playing time going into to sophomore year? Did they see that and they were like, yo, he has potential?
That sole game, maybe, but yeah, throughout the season, though, I proved myself in practice because I was always trying to guard the best player, all the big guys.
So like, you played more in sophomore year?
Yeah, so sophomore year, I went into the season thinking I was gonna be getting more playing time because I was a returner, and so I thought it would be good, but I wasn't starting, and then I wasn't 6-man. I was like 8-man. And so I was like, damn. But I just kept working. And then by like the third game or something like that, I became like 6-man. And then by like the 6th or 7th game, I was starting. And I started like most games after that.
Were you still a point guard at this point?
No, I was like, I was more of a wing. Like
that would make sense. You were 5'11", taller kid.
Yeah.
So how did you end up developing these guard skills that allowed you to play college basketball?
Yeah. So then after that, my sophomore year, COVID hit, I was in the gym a bunch, and then junior year came and I was like, I was set up to be the man. So I was like, I had a couple of the older guys that were there and they were leaders, but like, I was definitely better than them. So it was just like, it was just about me, like being the man. And first game of junior year, I had 34 points. And so that was a big like statement game for me. And then I actually rolled my ankle really bad. So that was a tough injury right after the next game. And then I missed 2 games, which was tough because it was a short season because it was COVID. Mm. So we only had 12 games. So I only got 10 games my junior year. And then I finished out that season really strong. We went like, I think 7 or 8 and 4. Yeah, so we did pretty good, but it didn't matter for anything because there was no playoffs. Mm.
At this point, are your coaches in high school or like maybe even trainers or people around you trying to mentor you into become a college basketball player?
Yeah, everyone knew. Like my high school coach knew. He knew since like my sophomore year, probably my freshman year. I mean, that's why he chose.
Was that something you set out to do?
Yeah, I've always been set out to. I wanted to be D1, obviously, but I couldn't get there.
Mm. And how was senior year?
Senior year was good. I was able to fight the injuries and I was healthy the whole season. We got to the semifinals of the playoffs, and yeah, we lost to a really good team. So it was all right.
How many did you average that season?
I think I averaged like, I only averaged like 8 points, but I had mad assists. Like my senior year, I had like a bunch of shooters. So it was just like me and a bunch of shooters. And that's a part of the reason why I have like a lot of my guard skills. Mm-hmm. Is because I would bring the ball down. I was playing like a 4-point guard. And so I would guard the floor and then I would bring the ball up and I would run the play and just find one of my shooters and they would just hit.
That's like mad similar to Jovial. Because like Jovial can play at the guard position, but he also guards the four.
He can play at the guard position a lot better than Joe Pants, respectfully. Joe, yeah. But Joe's also way more athletic than
he is. He can also guard the four better though. So it's like,
yeah,
peas to the roof. There were a lot of similarities. Yeah,
but in high school it was like it wasn't like college. Like in high school, I could guard the four easy peasy. Yeah, it wasn't like.
Did you have a lot of recruitment coming out of high school?
Nah, not really. Going into my senior year, I had 2 offers, which were both kind of lucky. There was a summer league game that we were playing. Actually, RJ's team. And the Westfield State coach was there to watch someone on their team. And I had a really good game. We ended up beating them in a really close game. And he gave me a verbal O after that. And then I was actually at a runs with my dad. Mm. And it was actually like a competitive runs. I was like, how'd you find out about this, dad? And it was like, I guess one of his boys. And it was in Connecticut. And I didn't even know, but like one of the guys on my team, like he was just like a random. And a random to me, like obviously not now, but yeah, we were playing together and I was just like, I was diming him up like the whole runs and we ended up winning. Like we won mad games in the runs. And after he was like, yeah, I'm the assistant coach for Eastern Connecticut. And like, I want to like give you an offer, like want to see what you have and like, yeah, get you out here. So I was like, damn, like, so going into senior year, I was like feeling good. And then like, I kind of slacked on the recruitment process. So I didn't send out a lot of film. Like after that, I was just like, oh yeah, like I'll just like play my games.
And I'm
like,
that guy.
Pop off and I'll be good. But it wasn't like that.
So how did we end up at Elms?
So all that happens, I have like, obviously I have a couple options. Looking at them, I also talked to Western New England, Wheaton, what else? A couple other schools. And then I was like, I remember because I did actually a summer camp in like, I think seventh grade with Southall.
Throwback.
Yeah. And I remembered, I was like, wait, he coached at a college. And I was like, yeah, Elms. And so I looked it up and he was still the coach here. So I was like, oh, let me email him. And I just emailed him, sent him my film. He was like, yeah, come over for a tour. And I came for a tour. And this is in like August. So it's like mad late. And he's just like, yeah, we like, we need like, I saw the record, obviously, like 3 wins. So I was like, ooh, like I kind of want to get playing time. So yeah, he was like, yeah, you got size. And if you can hit shots and play defense, like you're going to get minutes. And I was like, that's all I needed to hear. And so I was like, I applied. They gave me a really good grant for academics. And so I was like, yeah, word, I'm here.
Did Westfield State and Eastern, were they still options when you could make a decision? Or did they other people committed and took the spots? Or what happened with those?
Yeah.
Those are very reputable, good programs.
Yeah, I still could have gone to both of them. Eastern Connecticut would have been more of like a walk-on, like, mm-hmm. walk-on situation. Mm-hmm. And then Westfield was like, obviously it was tried out, but like I would have already had a relationship.
So was it just the minutes? Like that was the deciding thing for you? Like I just want to go somewhere I'm going to get guaranteed minutes that made it like I'm going to go to Elms instead of Westfield?
Yeah, pretty much. And then also like I actually did like this, like the small like community environment here because like that's a lot how my high school was. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of success in high school. Like I really liked my high school. So I kind of saw a lot of similarities. And yeah, that's why I chose.
Coming into freshman year, did you have an expectation of what you thought the college game was going to look like and what role you were going to play in it?
Yeah, I had. So one of my boys that was, he was a senior when I was in eighth grade.
Yep.
And we started working out when I was a junior. And he played at Salem State. And so I watched a couple of his games and then obviously worked out with him all the time. So like I kind of knew like the level that I had to be at because he wasn't getting no PT. Mm. So, and he was like, I looked up to him, like, I thought he was like really good. So that I kind of knew like I had to like really up my game.
It just sounds like you had a lot of really good people like ahead of you on the path that helped you end up being a college basketball player, which sounds like it was really important to you.
No, for sure. I had my freshman year, Jaden Jondro. He went to Rhode Island College. He doesn't play no more, but he could jump out the gym. And that was like, he was like one of the guys that I was guarding every day at practice. And like, he definitely helped me get better. And then, like I said, Henry, I started working out with him and we were just on like full court ones. And that
those
definitely
are fucking
helped.
Hell, yeah. Bro. Yeah. Full court ones are dead.
After a hard lift and ball workout. And then we would end with like full court ones.
So I remember the Union tournament. I was walking in the mall at TC and I was just talking about something. I'm like, yo, like, what kind of, cause like I'm putting the work every day and I feel like I'm not seeing it translate to like more opportunity. I kind of asked him, he's like, what can I kind of be doing more to kind of earn an opportunity? And he basically just said, he's like, you just got to stick to it. Like good things take time. You got to be patient. Like you're doing all the right things. Just keep showing up to the gym, putting in work, coming to practice and doing what you practice. He said, but he said a good person for you to talk to would be JC, because he said JC started off his freshman year not playing much and then ended up getting meaningful minutes. And so I'm kind of curious. I had a few conversations with you, but on the air, I want to kind of hear how you kind of came in, didn't get much minutes, and then kind of turn that around. What did you do?
Not for sure. So freshman year was definitely like, it was fun. Like our team, I really liked our team. I got along with all the guys. We had really good chemistry off the court, but then on the court, we had terrible chemistry. So I was like, honestly, like my freshman year, even though I was a freshman, I feel like I kind of had like like a glue role. And so like I would just like get everyone hype. I was a lot like Jaden this year, like just like really vocal, trying to get everyone hype into it. And like I feel like that definitely gave me some like notice from the coaches. And then obviously my hustle, like I was just working hard, like diving on the ball, like even in practice. And so like that definitely gave me a lot of like notice and like eyes from the coaches. And then once I had that, like I would just really just try going at the best players. Mm-hmm. And just trying to compete with them and show the coaches that if I can compete with the best players on our team, like I can compete with the best players on another team.
Do you think that playing well in practice translates to you getting minutes in the game? Because I've heard some people think that that's not the way that they do. They don't think that's the way that it works here.
I feel like it is a little bit situational. So like,
I agree.
I feel like some like Declan, yeah. Like Declan can hit 20 threes in practice and then yeah. not see a single minute.
But, yeah, I agree. I don't think, but like the coaches know Declan shoot.
Also
yeah.
can't play defense.
And I think there's other things that are holding guys like him back, guys like me back, that are not, like, coaches know, like, you put them in the game and give them enough shots are going to fall. It's just there's other things that are holding guys like that, including me, back.
Does it fuck with you to come in and out of games so infrequently? So, like, sometimes you'll come out there, maybe you'll start, then you'll get 6 minutes here, or maybe you'll have to wait to come off the bench. Does that fuck with you mentally, not knowing if you're going to play
yeah.
this many minutes or not?
Honestly, like, just, like, not starting, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, not knowing when I'm going to go in the game doesn't bother me at all. But it's more, like, at the end of the game when it, like, matters. Like, I just want to be out there to, like, help the team win so bad. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's been so many situations where, like, I've seen the team, like, definitely need my defense. Mm-hmm. And just being, like, if I could have just, like, done a couple things better when, like, the couple minutes I had, like, I could be out there right now, like, yeah. changing the game.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward into next year, what would you like to see from the other guys on this team, like bringing things in the offseason? Like, what would you like to see?
What steps do you think some people yeah. should
like Sam, Jaden, these guys, what would you like to see them bring next year to help with the team win?
Yeah. I mean, other than Sam, like everyone needs to get in the gym and like really like stick Sam? With that, because Sam is
I know he's Aki, but he could still use some work.
No. Obviously, he needs some coordination work. But it's coordinated. It's a lateral bounce. It's not the
physical strength.
The weight. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about finding his footwork and mm-hmm. and finding his rhythm.
But everyone else
like definitely needs to get in the lab and just like grind in the weight room, because like we were getting bodied this year. And
that's very true.
Going based off of what happened coming into this year, coach didn't really like recruit many bigs. So if we're going to be an undersized team, we have to be strong. Like we can't be undersized and weak.
Mm-hmm. I know we already kind of touched on this, but what do you want to do after basketball is over?
Yeah. I mean, if I can't go overseas pro, I definitely want to do like something with the youth. I want to work with the youth. Athletic directing obviously is like one of the biggest goals for me, but there's a bunch of different routes. I also have a coaching minor, and so I'll definitely be doing coaching on the side. So no matter what I do in my job, I'll still be working with the kids. So that's really my main goal.
Have you had coaching internships or situations up until this point?
Yeah, at Northampton, I've coached like a bunch. I did JV coaching for basketball, freshman coaching for basketball.
Like last year, or like
no, my senior year.
So when you were a senior, you coached your team?
Not in like in season, but like summer leagues and like fall leagues, mm-hmm. I would always be the coach. And so that helped me a lot. And then I also, my freshman year here, I helped coach the football team and the lacrosse team, but I wasn't really at the lacrosse that much, but football, I was there a lot. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of fun. And
what kind of
continue that?
What kind of drove you? So now you're in lacrosse season. What kind of drove you? And you haven't played lacrosse since high school.
Yeah.
What kind of drove you to be like, you know what? I'm going to pick up the good old cleats and cleaver again, or whatever the fuck you call it. A little twig.
Like with someone like Ian too. Did you start?
We'll get into that after.
I was just going to add that on top of, yeah, go ahead. Never mind. I'll do that.
Yeah. So basically, I've been planning on playing this whole time. So when I came here, I asked Southall about it, and I was like, so like, is there any other sports? Because I really like football, but I knew they didn't have a football team. So
yeah, not many D3 teams do.
Yeah. So I was like, you guys have any other sports? Like, basically asking for the lacrosse team. He was like, no, we don't have a lacrosse team, but we're adding one. and we have like a really good coach coming in. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I heard like it was finalized that we had the coach. So then I was like, I was hyped about that. So I've been planning to play since last year.
Someone like Ian, who is, I don't know if you know this, trying to go play on the soccer team, and he hasn't played soccer since he was in like sixth grade. That just threw me off when he said that. But at least you've played like up until your senior year.
I actually had a conversation with somebody. So I was in the RA interview yesterday, and we just random ass like matchmaking for like some conversation that we had to talk about, and like they just floated around and like observed. And I was partnered with, I don't know if his name was Owen or something like that.
Kid in the baseball team, bigger kid?
No, I was a bigger kid on the lacrosse team. And he, I asked him, because we were just talking, I'm like, one of my teammates, Jacob, JC, I said JC is playing. And he's like, yeah, I'm like, is he any good? And he's like, honestly, yeah, he picked it up. He repicked it up really, really, really quickly. And I think he really helped us. And like, that's admirable. It's like, walking on the sidelines, like someone who hasn't played in a while, and just come back and like make an impact
at the college level too.
Yeah, well, honestly, for me, it was like it's not that weird. Like, just because I actually, you guys don't know this, but I started playing lacrosse my senior year. So I got like one of the people that I play basketball with at pickup with my dad. He's an NHS alum, and he's actually in like the Hall of Fame for lacrosse, and he has a sponsorship with Under Armour. So once the lacrosse coach found out that I was playing football. As well as basketball, he was like, yo, come play lacrosse. And I was like, I don't got no gear. Mm-hmm. And so the friend from pickup, he got me all the gear that I needed, like everything that I needed. Brand new cleats, brand new stick, all that.
Is lacrosse big in the States in terms of like high school? Like, is it talked about at all?
I don't really know. Like, I'm honestly like really new to the sport. So mm-hmm. It's just like, it's all new to me, but for high school, yeah, it's pretty big. Most schools have it.
Yeah, because I can't recall in Canada.
In this area.
Because I say, yeah. In Canada, I can't remember anybody ever talking about fucking lacrosse. Like, not one time.
I'm sure in Toronto, there's some schools that have
lacrosse. Have you ever heard anybody talk about it?
I think it's more of a private school thing. That's because there's just, like, more money that needs to be put
yeah,
into
it. It's an expensive sport, for sure.
So I think it's more of a private school thing. They didn't have it at my public school. I think it's more of a northeast type of sport. But you're enjoying?
Yeah, for sure. My senior year, I picked it up pretty quick. I practiced like on a wall just with the stick. Mm-hmm. And then obviously in high school, I was bigger than everyone. So it was just like physically I was dominating everyone in high school. It was just, I couldn't like, I would get the ball and then I couldn't throw it. Like I would throw it and it would just go straight into the ground.
Is there like fundamentals of lacrosse? I'm sure there is.
There's a lot. It's all like stick skills with the ball. And it's like, yeah, it's a
Do
lot.
Do you think there's things that you're doing in lacrosse season that are helping you on the basketball court?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of similarities. Like pretty much lacrosse defense is matchup zone in basketball, just on like a really? Big field.
How yeah. many players are on a lacrosse pitch at any time?
Definitely not called a pitch.
Quizzing me.
Is it a pitch?
No, it's probably called a field.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Field. And it's like there's three attackmen, three middies, three defensemen,
and a goalie.
And a goalie. Yeah.
So also, I've heard that you get like whacked, like in the hands and shit.
Yeah,
when they're playing defense, like it's violent as fuck.
Yeah, it's super violent. But I mean, you got the gloves, which pretty much gets your hands straight.
I was just talking to Tay the other day. It's just
your arms. Your arms began killing.
Tay said next year he's going to be all conference
in lacrosse.
Yeah, even though he said he's never played before.
I'm guessing by that smile, that's probably not true.
I mean,
shout out Tay.
No. Honestly, he has.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He has the build.
He's big as fuck and can move.
Yeah,
it's like the same thing with me and Tay. Both of us, it's just we just gotta build the skills. Because like you gotta think about all these guys.
Has he been to practices? Practicing. Has he been to practices?
Yeah, he's been kind of one.
Out of,
I don't know. I've been to like a week and a half of practices.
Oh, since so he's
but he's going consistent. JC's like there every day, no?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm there every single day. I've been there since the day after our last game.
Do you feel like you're being treated as a regular player or as like... Because so I was talking to Tori in the gym and like about volleyball. She's like, you should just come and like come and see. Like you can just stay for 10 minutes or whatever. Like if I were to go play volleyball, there would be no expectation that I would... It would be all on... Because basketball is my main sport. I come mm-hmm. here to play basketball. It would just be like an addition to just help them with whatever they need. Yeah. Like there wouldn't be any expectation. I feel like the difference is like... You're like a real player and want to contribute. So do you feel like the coach is like taking you seriously in the sense of like, yeah, he's a real option? Or it's like, yeah, he's just trying to play another sport just to like pick up the skills?
Nah, yeah, he's looking at me as a real option. Like,
that's dope as fuck.
Yeah, because like I've been telling him since before the season. And honestly, like the trust that he's had in me, like to believe that like I actually like want to like play and like actually want to do this like speaks volumes to like his coaching and like
he seems like a great guy.
Yeah, no, he seems so like far.
He's a lacrosse coach.
He has a mohawk.
I don't know if I've ever seen this guy around, bro.
You definitely have. He's very friendly.
Yeah.
I don't
was
know.
In the he was in the Blazer Night thing.
I went to that.
What's his name?
Rob Cross.
His last Coach name is Cross?
Yeah, Cross.
What Coach a fucking Sis. Coincidence. Yesterday, Tay was in the gym and he was gassing up Nehemiah. He was saying that he's like gross at lacrosse.
Yeah, Maya's tough.
Actually?
Yeah.
Just say, Nehemiah, like, he's a little short little black guy. He was playing basketball with us in the runs.
On my team. On my team.
In wearing pickup. The hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's like gross. He was, Tay said he was doing some behind the back shit.
Yeah. He has really good six yards. He's an attackman. So. Mm-hmm.
That's dope. Is he the best player on your team?
I would say Connor or Jesse, in my opinion.
Jesse Hagen. I want to have Connor on the podcast. Connor hooped at a JUCO for 2 years, I think, and then came here is now playing lacrosse.
Yeah.
Connor, do I know Connor?
Curly hair, brown curly. You would know him.
Connor.
Yes, you would know him. He was in our
business class. He looks like a hooper.
He hooped two year college basketball player.
He's a hooper.
Yo,
why do you know? We're gonna have him on the podcast. Yeah. So we don't want to spoil the story too much. But.
Yeah. Shout out Elms. You're welcome for getting you Connor. So basically, Connor's been playing with me every sport.
That's your boy.
Senior year
he went to Northampton.
Yeah. So senior year we both picked up football and we both played like we were both like. Like really good. Like we both started for football and like we had a really good season. And then we played basketball together.
He's one of the shooters. Seems like he could shoot.
Yeah, he was like he was actually more of a defensive role because we had so many shooters on our team. Mm-hmm. So it was like me and him like pretty much clamping up the two best players.
Did he
players.
Get a playing time?
Yeah. Me and him started. So it was like we would guard the best two players and then the other guys would just
wait, so did he try out here? Basketball?
No.
Oh, he just gave it up.
Yeah. So
we're about to find out.
I guess we're gonna find out.
Yeah. But yeah, he played with me in high school and then obviously lacrosse season. And so when he was at HCC and their basketball season wasn't going great, I was like, you know, come to Elms, like it's a better school. Like you could play lacrosse here. Like we're going to have a good program and you can like, you start playing lacrosse again. Cause I know that's like, he loved lacrosse. Like he was doing what I was doing in basketball for lacrosse when he was a freshman, mm-hmm. except he was killing it.
Yeah.
He was killing it when he was a freshman. Like, I was riding the bench.
This is the JC podcast. Yeah. We're going to have him on and tell his
story. Because we just went back to your high school thing. I want to ask Adam's question, or one of Adam's questions, which is
how... already asked the other question. The Northampton. Just like the role, the fluctuation in your role.
Oh, yeah. How does it feel to play for one of the most racist fan bases in the area?
All right. I wouldn't say that
they... And do you have any stories of like some... Adam said there was people in gorilla costumes in the
throwing
stands.
Throwing bananas on some crazy...
Yeah.
Maybe you want to debunk his whole fucking thing.
No. He's gassing it up. So basically, our town is really progressive. So Northampton is actually a sanctuary city. So we're like...
I don't know what that means.
You know what San Francisco is?
A hippie place?
LGBTQ pride, like, oh, okay. Like they're like, the LGBTQ sure. community yeah. is like
that
safe.
That sounds like the opposite of racism.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a really progressive town, but we have the Devil's Den.
What is that?
The Devil's Den is like basically just like a part of the bleachers that's designated for the student section.
It's a student section.
Yeah, it's our student section. But like... Yeah, it's pretty much just our studio section. There's nothing special about it. We just call it the Devil's Den. and then like they just always had like the reputation of just like always getting like rowdy.
Doing OD shit.
Yeah, like just being.
So
like,
what's an
extra.
Example of some OD shit that they did? Like stands
can
out.
You recall any gorilla costumes?
I can't recall any gorilla costumes, but like obviously like our themes, like we would do themes and like everyone would do the theme.
Did so you participate was, like, in the themes?
He's a player.
If
I'm yeah, but like you could have gone other games. Yes.
When I was younger, like when I was in middle school, like I would always go to the games. I wouldn't really know the themes because I was in high school. So, yeah.
But, so there's no OD stories that you can remember right now.
There was definitely some crazy things said to players like taking the ball in front of the den. Like when I was in the game, I don't think that should be said on the podcast.
That means you're probably
was Adam one of them. Did you play against Adam?
Yeah, I played against Adam, but I don't think we played them. At home, I only played them at Pope.
Do you think that gave you an advantage, knowing that you had this crazy ass fan base behind you that was going to say outrageous shit? To
yeah,
the
no,
team?
No, I loved it, and it was like it was awesome because like the energy would just like get so hype. Yeah. Whenever
energy
is
contagious.
Yeah, whenever we would get on a run or something, like it would just like the whole gym would just go crazy.
Dude, I've actively seen like I've been a part of watching the energy in a gym shift towards like a super shitty team and them actually pulling it off like multiple times in my hometown.
Did you guys be out on the team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you say that like it was really easy?
Yeah. Adam's team is not that good. Although they,
why
they,
do we think
they, Adam's no, team no. They, whoa, let me put respect on their name. They won. I'm pretty sure they won the Western Mass Chip this year.
They did.
That's what he said.
And last year, I think too.
Yeah.
So let's not disrespect Adam.
But when I was going there, they weren't like that.
All right. Well, didn't Adam say they were pretty good?
I can't recall. I know he said he got spanked by Declan. So I mean, maybe I don't really know.
Yeah, Declan's team was good too. You play Declan's team?
I played Declan's team in Summer League, and we should not have lost them.
Okay, so Declan's team was valid.
Declan's
team
was valid.
Yeah.
Did Declan give you buckets?
No. Declan hit threes. He didn't give me.
That's his job.
He didn't personally give me buckets.
That is buckets. Yes, handed buckets.
I can't believe Declan was a bucket at one point. But
that's mad disrespectful. That's crazy as fuck.
I definitely had 20 on them.
You know how like last year we'd always bring up Joe like once a podcast and roast him. Declan's my new Joe. I'm just gonna.
That's terrible.
I'm gonna throw a stray at Declan.
That was a ridiculous.
I love you, Declan.
But okay, I want to get some wisdom out of you. What are two lessons that you could take away from the challenges you've seen in your basketball career that you could help other people overcome? Maybe the not playing for 5 years and the overweight thing, things that you've faced personally. I'm going to start playing Jeopardy music.
Nah, to be honest, a big thing that stuck with me was just like not letting my coaches like change who I am. So like a lot of times in my early years in middle school, like my dad would just always talk to me and he would always like be on me about like not letting what the coach says to me like get to me personally. Cause like at the end of the day, if I keep on working, keep putting hours in, like I'll get there. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's just all a process.
Was this your coach that was saying things to you?
Hmm?
Like your coach saying things to you that would fuck with your confidence?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like he would just be like, cause I was a little bit bigger, so I was playing big. Like in middle school, I didn't play any guard. I was playing like 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
And so he would just like he'd tell me not to dribble, like tell me not to like make like certain passes at me, cause like I was like a kind of unorthodox middle school player. Like mm-hmm. I wasn't like doing the normal stuff. I was just like
he was hooping.
Yeah, I was just doing like. I don't even know. Jason, yeah.
I mean, versus Albertus, in the first scrimmage, he actively threw the ball off the rim and tried to put it back up and then just rolled his ankle.
Nah, but I got the ball back, right?
Yeah. I don't know that you scored, but you definitely rolled your ankle. But you were having a good game. That's just some JC thing. Sometimes JC will just bust out some wild ass shit.
Yeah.
Do you think your role has evolved in a way where like you had to sort of cut off pieces of your game in order to fit the system that the college basketball game has sort of forced you to do? Like, I'm assuming. You obviously played a lot of defense in high school, but do you think that's become a much bigger part of your game now that you realize that that's where you get your minutes from?
Yeah, honestly, like defense, like my defensive focus shifted like so crazily in college because like in high school, it was like, it was easy. So in high school, it was like, I was just like, I was playing defense because I just wanted to steal the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And now it's more just like, playing defense to like really stop my man from scoring
and help the team win.
Yeah, and help the team win.
Locked
so it was
30
like,
seconds.
Yeah, and so that's like that's really like a big part of why I've gotten minutes is because I've had to focus on defense and that's what they told me that my role was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely helped.
I think that's ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we just wrap it up. Do you have any piece of advice you would kind of give to your younger self?
My younger self.
Mm-hmm. One piece of advice you'd give to your younger self.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a young hooper. Who wants to play college basketball?
Yeah, to be honest, I feel like I did it pretty well.
Okay. That's the most JC answer ever.
Thank you for coming on, episode 58. Thank you for making the time.
I need a nap. Thank you.